That was Killian Slaven playing the Queen of Hearts. With a title like Dorothy in Wonderland, people might wonder how the land of the Wizard of Oz and its cast of colorful characters came to cross paths with those of the magical world of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. So, who better to answer the question than the show's director, Irene Littleton?
Well, Dorothy, Tin Man, Lion, and Scarecrow, and Toto are at the end of Oz, and they are going to travel back home to Kansas. Dorothy's going back to Kansas with Toto, and a tornado sweeps in and blows them all into Wonderland. So now we have all the Oz characters with the Wonderland characters intermixing, and Alice and Dorothy are trying to find their way home.
The story picks up right where The Wizard of Oz ends. The Scarecrow has found his brain, the Tin Man his heart, and the Lion his courage. But Dorothy and Toto are still trying to get home. Here is Brian Richards playing the Wizard, talking with Matthew Winterstein playing the Tin Man.
Ah, yes, of course. Now you've all gotten what you came for, so you can all be on your merry ways. But you've forgotten about Dorothy.
And the scene continues with Ryan Mumby playing a Lion, talking to Tatum Hagerman as Dorothy.
Yeah, what's the meaning of this?
One of the fun parts of the play is watching characters from the two stories, like Alice in Wonderland and Glinda the Good Witch. Here's Joy Warnicki as Glinda and Sarah Larson as Alice.
Dorothy, I'm trying to find her so I can help her get back to Kansas.
Kansas?
Yes, it is her home.
Is that near London?
Oh no, that's somewhere below the rainbow, way down low.
The characters of Alice and Dorothy have a lot in common. They both want to go home from the strange world of Wonderland, and the Oz characters make Alice's journey through Wonderland easier than the original story. She has more help along the way. The show is a chance to see these childhood characters interact, and it's also a return for the Mummers themselves. Here's Littleton.
It's a long process to pick out the right play, and the right play will speak to you, and this one did. It had a lot of characters. We haven't had a show in 2.5 years, so I wanted it to be a big production. And this one, with all of the fun characters, I knew the costuming would just be fantastic. And just every character you can imagine the kids will relate to. And so it just seemed to speak to me. And that's the one I chose.
The Mummers shows have been on hold the last few years because of COVID restrictions. But now that things have opened up, it is all part of their continuing theatrical journey, not the end of their story. Here's Littleton.
Well, as Glinda the Good Witch would say, sometimes it's better to take the journey than to simply skip to the end.
In Petersburg, I'm Jordan Lewis.